Lesson 32. E-verb forms. Generally, the meaning of the E-verb is to do something for another person. The E-verb is also the passive form of a mag verb and seldom of an verb. Forming E-verb forms. For verb roots beginning with consonants, the prefix E or its variant,
ipag,
is attached to all forms and tenses. The infix in is attached to past and present tenses. Example,
sulat,
infinitive,
isulat,
imperative,
isulat,
past,
isinulat,
present,
isinusulat,
future,
isusulat.
Example,
sama,
infinitive,
isama,
imperative,
isama,
past,
isinama,
present,
isinasama,
future,
isasama.
Example,
sulat,
infinitive,
ipagsulat,
imperative,
ipagsulat,
past,
ipinagsulat,
present,
ipinagsusulat,
and future,
ipagsusulat.
For verb roots beginning with vowels and the consonants H, L, Y, and W, the prefix E is attached to all forms and tenses, and the infix in becomes infix ni in both past and present tenses. Example,
hanap,
infinitive,
ihanap,
imperative,
ihanap,
past,
inihanap,
present,
iniahanap,
future,
iahanap.
Example,
luto,
infinitive,
iluto,
imperative,
iluto,
past,
iniluto,
present,
iniluluto,
and future,
iluluto.
Sentence patterns for e-verbs. An e-verb is used only when an active or mag verb has a direct object in a sentence. First sentence pattern. When the e-verb has an active form in the indirect object introduced by the prepositions
sa, para sa, kai,
and
para kai
becomes the subject.
Bumili ng isda ang babae para sa kanyang ina. Ibinili ng babae ng isda ang kanyang ina.
The woman bought fish for her mother.
Bumasa ng aklat ang guro para kay Joe. Ibinasa ng guro ng aklat si Joe.
The teacher read a book for Joe. Second sentence patterns. When the e-verb has its active form in mag or in its variant form nag in the past tense, the direct object becomes the subject.
Nagluto siya ng pagkain para sa anak. Iniluto niya ang pagkain para sa anak.
She or he cooked the food for her or his child.
Nag-ayos ng silid si Benjamin. Inayos ni Benjamin ang silid.
Benjamin arranged the room. Third sentence patterns. When the and mag verbs have similar meanings, the e-verb follows the first sentence pattern.
Bumasa ng aklat ang guro para sa bata. Nagbasa ng aklat ang guro para sa bata. Ibinasa ng aklat ng guro ang bata.
The teacher read the book to the child. Examples of e-verbs.
Ihanap, ibili, ibasa, ihiram, isulat, iluto, ituro, ihulog, itapon, ibigay, iwala, idagdag, ibalita, ilagay, ibilad.
Some sample sentences are,
iahanap ko siya ng bagong aklat.
I shall look for a new book for him or her.
Iluto mo ang isda ngayong gabi.
You cook the fish tonight.
Ibigay mo sa akin ang pahayagan.
Give me the paper.
Iniwala ni Peter ang aking bola.
Was lost by Peter my ball, or Peter lost my ball.
Ihuhulog ko ang sulat sa koreo.
I will drop the letter at the post office.
Itinuturo niya sa amin ang wikang Tagalog.
He or she is teaching us the Tagalog language.
Ibinili ako ng baro ng aking ina.
Bought for me a dress by my mother. My mother bought for me a dress.
Ibibilad ko ang sapatos.
We'll put under the sun by me the shoes, or I shall put the shoes under the sun.
Itatanim ng aming katulong ang saging.
will be planted by our helper the banana tree, or our helper will plant the banana tree.
Itinapon niya ang lumang tinapay.
Thrown away by him or her, the stale bread. He threw away the stale bread. There are some non-existent words in the Tagalog vocabulary which are e-derivatives.
Balitain.
From
balita.
But there is
ibalita. Hulugin.
From
hulog.
But there is
ihulog. Tanimin.
From
tanim.
But there is
itanim. Punasin.
From
punas.
But there is
ipunas. Turuin.
From
turo.
But there is
ituro. Tapunin.
From
tapon.
But there is
itapon. Walain.
From
wala.
But there is
iwala. Balikin.
From
balik.
But there is
ibalik. Bukasin.
From
bukas.
But there is
ibukas. Sarahin.
From
sara.
But there is
isara.
Thus, the past forms of the verbs above are
ibinalita
and not
binalita. Inihulog
and not
hinulog. Itinanim
and not
tinanim. Ipinunas
and not
pinunas. Ituro
and not
tinuro. Itinapon
and not
tinapon. Iniwala
and not
niwala. Ibinalik
and not
binalik. Ibinukas
and not
binukas. Isinara
and not
sinara.